The Illinois Shakespeare Festival is expanding its offerings this coming season, increasing from 3 to 4 plays. Measure for Measure, Macbeth, One Man, Two Governors, and the complete works of Shakespeare abridged. John Stark, the festival's artistic director, says that last play is backed by special demand from the festival audience.
People keep asking about when is complete works of Shakespeare abridged coming back. We produced it in 2008 and 2011, and it's been one of the most popular plays that's been produced at Ewing. I found a way to do it for in 2020 by putting it on as an opening act to the season. And so we're going to be doing it in early June, which is a little unusual for us, but it will be a stock run. So it'll just be, we'll open and run for 8 performances and then be done. And then we'll mount the other 3 shows as we've usually have done in the past.
Has this ever been done before at Shakespeare?
As far as I know, no. It is a new idea that we're taking advantage of having the Ewing space. We're now producing 1 show in the CPA Theater. So this takes us back to having 3 shows at Ewing and 1 show at the CPA Theater during the season. And so that's taking advantage of the beauty of Ewing, and our patrons have always loved that space, and makes logistics sense in that we produce it, it's done, and then we mount the other shows.
Let's talk about the 4 plays that you will be doing. Now, you just mentioned the complete works of Shakespeare abridged. Are we going to see some familiar faces cavorting on stage?
Yes, we could call this a reunion production because 2 of our main players that are part of our honored actors, Tom Quinn and David Quartermeyer, are coming back, and the original director of the other 2 shows, William Jenkins, who is a graduate of our program here at Illinois State and who directed the other 2 shows, will return as well. So it is very much a reunion production with a new look and a new concept. So the concept behind the production will be slightly different.
But you won't tell us about it, will you?
Oh, of course not. That's a surprise. So you'll need to come see the show to see that concept on stage.
You're also doing Measure for Measure, which is a play that sort of dovetails in nicely with a lot of things that we're talking about today in society.
Yes, it does. I think it was the time for Measure for Measure. You're actually seeing it being done a few times around the nation now. This is one of Shakespeare's sometimes called problem plays.
And what's the problem?
Well, the problem is the ending. It is considered a comedy in the official, as far as by scholars, except that a lot of the themes and the plot lines do not feel very comedic. It presents real dilemmas for the audience and that the characters find this in. Essentially, this ties a lot to what's going on, what we would probably label the Me Too movement in our culture right now.
Because you have a guy who's basically pressuring a woman, and not just any woman, she's in a convent, and he's pressuring her for sex, and he'll give her a favor in return.
Yeah, the favor that is a return is the life of her brother. And so this puts her in quite a dilemma. Angelo is this character. On the outside, he lives by his moral outside, his exterior, and he is put into place this idea of real strict societal rules. He's been put in charge by the Duke, who has put him in charge and then gone off. We don't know why, except we do know we get to in on the plot device that the Duke disguises himself and observes what Angelo does. And that's another part of the problem play is, why does the Duke put this in motion? And so our production will need to look at these motivations of the Duke.
So there's also a play that is modern, One Man, Two Governors?
Mm-hmm. One Man, Two Governors is by Richard Bean, and it's a, but it has...
Should I say that with a Cockney accent, like I did?
Absolutely, Lauren. It was impeccable. The play, it does have classical roots, because the root of the play is Goldoni's Servant of Two Masters. I was looking for one non-Shakespeare play to present something else to our audience. I like it to have some connection to Shakespeare or the classic theater, and that's the connection. The year is 1963. The place is Brighton, England. The main character, Francis, who is the servant serving two masters, was played by James Corden, who a lot of people may know from late night TV. This sort of made a name for himself, and he won a Tony Award for it. I would say that this play is hilarious. It's not often when you read a play that while you're reading by yourself, you laugh out loud. It is just fun. It's farce. It's a great time, and we look forward to it being a hilarious romp.
And the 4th play that you'll be doing this year is Am I allowed to say it?
We're not in a theater.
So. Okay, so you're doing Macbeth, a.k.a. the Scottish play. So why Macbeth? Why this year?
It's one of the most popular plays we've done at the Shakespeare Festival. It's the sixth time that Macbeth will have been produced. I think it's well known. These characters of Macbeth and Lady Macbeth are some of the most famous characters in all of Shakespeare's work. It's time to take a look at this. We're looking for a tragedy, and this one spoke to me. There's always something going on with, I think, connections to our world, you know, the corruption of power and society. And so it's almost always relevant, unfortunately, because these things still carry on in some way. There's always ties to something that's going on in our world, and Macbeth examines those.
What about the setting for Macbeth? I mean, you could really go full-on Game of Thrones or something with this.
Funny you say that I think that so far in our discussions that we will be setting this will not be a modern take on it. We'll be looking back into an earlier culture. In terms of a cultural reference, probably the one we've talked most about is the Vikings series from the History Channel.
And that's going to give the costumers and the makeup people a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. There's, you know, lots of fur and leather.
On a stage on a July night? Ooh.
Well, actually, the good thing is that this is going to be produced in the CPA Theater.
Uh-huh.
So we get to take advantage of air conditioning, and the actors will probably love me for it.
You know, legend has it that Macbeth is cursed. Do you believe in the Macbeth curse?
Actually, I don't. But it is fun. I find it fun. I find it a fun thing for some.
Why is it cursed?
Supposedly there are famous productions that things have gone wrong about people that have, I think it just is all of the culture of around witches and prophecy. It was written at a time when there were kings that believed in witches and prophecy, and it was very popular. And so I think it's carried on because of these characters of being so tied to sorcery. In some interpretations, what they make Macbeth do. I don't quite buy that viewpoint either, but it is an interesting and it's fun. I think it's the same reason we like Halloween. I think it's like we like horror films. We find these things sort of interesting about how these ideas play on human frailty.
Starting in January, the minimum wage is going up in Illinois, and it's going to continue to incrementally go up until about 2024. I'm curious how this will impact you as a not-for-profit arts group here in central Illinois. Are you making plans for that? Do you have to be concerned about not being able to hire as many people?
We are addressing this. There is a little bit of that, of trimming some production staff. We are looking ahead actually to the July increase and trying to then adhere to that from the beginning. And yes, it's a challenge. I think it's going to be a challenge for any nonprofit organization like ours. But we have to follow the law, and we will make do, and we will trim where we can. And none of us are, I guess I would say, speaking for myself, I think, is that I never would regret to pay people more for what they do, but it is a challenge. So we will, that's the best thing I can say, is that the festival will happen. We're planning to make trims and a few cuts here and there to address this. And hopefully all of you that are listening right now will buy a lot of tickets, and then it won't be a problem.
That's John Stark, Artistic Director for the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. The 2020 season kicks off June the 4th. I'm Laura Kennedy.